In the waiting. Have you ever been in a hospital where the signs request, "Quiet, please"? Is it ever quiet in a hospital? Machines are beeping in every room, carts rolling down the hall, doctors and nurses in and out continuously. The following message was written in 2018 as Father carried me over another mountain. Sitting at the bedside of my 38-year-old godson, watching his heart rate rise and oxygen level fall, the presence of heaven envelops this room. For 2 weeks now, I have heard how wonderful and strong I am, a true angel. Flattering words that I don't deserve. Feeling the presence of God's angels has welled my eyes with tears of joy, peace, and the human emotion of saying goodbye way too soon. I don't feel strong. I feel small and helpless, aside from welcoming Father's arms as he prepares my boy's eternal home. The nurses ask if I'm okay. Yes, I'm okay. But God, I don't want to say goodbye yet. But God says he needs him. I'm selfish, but God, in his mercy, forgives me. In my anxiousness, he holds me tight, saying, "Peace, my child, be still. I've got this. You just keep pointing him to me." So I'm playing Christian music in his ear, sitting with our loving, compassionate Father, waiting. Waiting for the extraordinary special time he appointed, that blink of an eye, when the boy in the bed crosses over and stands before his Maker. If it must be this way, I will accept it with the knowledge and jealousy of how his life is about to change. Jesus reminds me in Ecclesiastes 3:4 that there is a season and a time for everything, and I still have work to do, for there are others I know who need to encounter him. When my job as godmother is finished here, I will rejoice in what God has done, is doing, and will do in my life as I choose to walk with him while reaching out for others. You too have a great treasure to share with those in your life. Let your light shine before people so that they may see the good things you do and praise your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16.